The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, sorry about that. We just ran away with ourselves. How are you?
No, I was actually enjoying that, and it's very, very important, Howard, that you express these sentiments. We've spoken over the last couple of weeks a lot, and I think the more we talk about it, we need to bring the issue of rising anti-Semitism in South Africa to the national consciousness and have people start doing something about it, and I applaud your efforts. Just one question to ask you is, how strong a scotch do I need? Because I'm going to listen to this as soon as I put down the phone to High FM. So how much scotch am I going to need?
Well, I tell you that I was appalled. I was absolutely appalled by the conversation, because it spoke about not being anti-Semitic, but everything that it really did was to continue that same narrative and saying, well, hold on, where were the Jews on this and where were Jews on that, and how can you be offended if you weren't present here or there? And it was really, really appalling. There was a lot of Israel bashing, and the presumption was that Israel is just a rogue apartheid state, but of course we mustn't be anti-Semitic. Hillel D saying, hi Howard, have you read Rebecca Hodes's disgusting article in the Daily Maverick?
Oh, I want to talk to you on that one. So
right.
Let's do that,
because Hillel D says, Howard, have you read the Rebecca Hodes disgusting article in the Daily Maverick on the infamous tweet, and do you intend to reply? Hillel, I don't intend to reply. I have to tell you that I listened to Rebecca Hodes very, very closely today, and I found I kind of felt sorry for her. I must be honest. I thought she was trying to be everything to everybody, but she flip-flopped to such an extent that I got dizzy. At one stage, Eusebius McKaiser was even trying to sort of rein her in and contain it, because her opinions just went, it was kind of like jelly. So, I didn't like her article, I must be honest. But I don't really at this stage intend replying. Not that the Daily Maverick, I think, would be too keen to publish my stuff anyway. Rolene, tell us your thoughts on that article.
I thought that article was absolutely outrageously appalling. There were no benefits to the Holocaust.
Right, so just for anybody who didn't read it.
There were consequences. Mm. There were consequences, but no benefits. So I took the article and I actually sent it to a friend of mine who is a doctor and who lectures around the world on the ethics of Holocaust medicine, and she actually sent it to her colleagues who are all Holocaust scholars. Mm-hmm. They are, to say the least, outraged, disgusted, appalled, and offended. And this is, again, and I will keep saying it until I'm blue in the face, ad nauseum, we have to open our mouths and let these people know that we will not take this nonsense anymore. Open season is over. And she's actually drafted a response that we will format nicely and send to the Daily Maverick. And she is an academic, a doctor. This is her speciality. Another person who I want to try and get hold of is a doctorate student of the late Elie Wiesel, may he rest in peace, and actually get her to respond.
I have to tell you, I read the article, I thought it was awful, and then today, ahead of the show, I tried to do some research on her views, on Rebecca Hodes' views, and again, I feel like they're like jelly. I can't get a sense of what she actually stands for. I don't know who she is. I don't know what she is. And I must tell you, I felt sorry for her on the show today, because I just thought that everybody else was running circles around her and she was just kind of agreeing with everybody as they went along. You'll listen to the podcast and you'll tell me what you think of it. But I think I guess they wanted to have a Jew on the show, which kind of makes sense.
Well,
I think it would have been more appalling if they had a discussion on anti-Semitism with not a Jewish person present. So they did have somebody, but of course it had to be somebody who wrote for the Daily Maverick and whose voice was different to most of the community. Why is it that that's the case? Even Fazulu saying here that Zaki Ahmad joins Jews and others against Israel's wrongs. So it's always a way to you know, the few Jews that might disagree or might have a different view, and just to be clear, they're fully entitled to it, but they are always raised above the rest of the community, and they become the spokespeople. It's quite an amazing concept.
Well, first of all, they represent a teeny, teeny, tiny minority. Second of all, we don't need other people to tell us what constitutes anti-Semitism. Just like South Africans who suffered under apartheid don't need the rest of the world to tell them what apartheid was. Apartheid was something horrendous and unique to South Africa. And the second thing is, guys, stand for something. If you do not stand for something, you will fall for anything. And I think this is evident in the op-ed in the Daily Maverick and some of the comments that I've seen coming out saying, nah, we should ignore, you know, maybe we shouldn't give oxygen to this. This needs to be exposed far and wide as possible.
All right. So I'm pleased to hear that that you are working on that, and that we should see a response. Presuming the Daily Maverick publishes it. If not, I would imagine we'll see it on Israel Link.
We'll see it on Israel Link, or we'll see it on my page.
Absolutely right. Okay, so let's talk about some other news happening. Jewish celebrities make a stand for anti-Semitism by wearing yellow stars. I'm uncomfortable about this. I hate victimhood being made into a fashion statement. Can you just give us a context and give us your thoughts on this?
Well, this is why I want to open it up, and I'll be very interested to hear what our listeners have to say. Because last week, Billy Joel, who is famously Jewish, wore a yellow star as part of his encore performance in his concert at Madison Square Garden. And there have been a lot of mixed reactions. His intention, I think, was to draw attention to the fact that once again Jews are being singled out, and maybe there was an element of trying to educate about what the Holocaust was about.
And I kind of like that,
and the singling
I must tell
out
you.
Of Jews.
I kind of like that. He made a stand. It was on his show. He wore a yellow star. He drew attention to it, and I thought that was quite cool at that point.
There are some people who said, you know, he wore the wrong star. He should have just worn a plain Magen David. I see their points, but I don't think it was as strong a statement as Billy Joel tried to make and made, I think, quite effectively. Last week or the other night, we had the MTV Video Music Awards. I didn't see it. I was busy catching up on the finale of Game of Thrones. I'm still trying to recover from that. And Nev Schulman, who's an actor and a producer, he walked onto the red carpet wearing a bright yellow Magen David, the same thing. And above that, he put a red heart. And his rationale is he is proudly Jewish, and he said on Twitter, he said that we cannot tolerate hate against any group or identity. I'm proud to be Jewish. Love wins. Another one of his co-stars, Max Joseph, wore a blue t-shirt simply saying Jew. We saw it on Twitter, I think it was a couple of months, maybe even about a year or so ago, with the three brackets, the singling out of Jews, and many Jews choosing to put those three brackets around the Twitter handlers. So I think it's, I see the point of,
okay, but really, you know what?
This kind of protest.
I have to tell you. I'm going to stop you right there, because one of our listeners, unfortunately unsigned, because I think it's the most brilliant point, says, why didn't Billy Joel just wear a yarmulke for his encore performance?
I'll tell you why. Because his father was in Dachau, and he wanted to show it as a sign of solidarity to victims of the Shoah and in defiance of the Nazis that marched in Charlottesville. Remember, they keep saying, Jews will not replace us. And here is Billy Joel saying, you know, I'm not going to replace you. I don't need to replace anybody, but I live. I am I'm second generation to Holocaust survivors.
I do hear that, but to some extent, and I've just forgotten her name for one moment. She passed away recently. She is a very, very, Esther Jungras.
Yes.
She basically.
Amazing, Esther Jungras.
And her comment was, well, I'm here. She was in Berlin and she said, well, here I am. And that was her defiance. I think what our listener is saying is putting a kippah on your head, that's a huge, huge statement to say, well, you know what? I'm Jewish. And that should say more perhaps than the star. It's just an interesting way of looking at it.
Yeah, I think the star, anybody who's educated even vaguely about the Shoah, the Holocaust, knows what the yellow star stands for. Mm. I also think, there's another take on that. We live in a time where people are calling for the boycott of Israeli products, and they are being labeled. And I think the whole thing was not about like my celebrating Jewish identity, where a kippah and a Magen David necklace may suffice. This is about the singling out of Jews for discrimination. I mean, my message to them, and you can insert any expletive here between my brackets that you want, is I am speaking to you live from Israel, from the city of Modi'in, the hometown of the Maccabim, the legendary Maccabees. Our army is strong. Our economy is strong. I have a voice. I'm using my voice. Don't make me come and get you.
Well, exactly. Well, you certainly don't want to do that. Even I'm afraid. Right. Now, just we really are running out of time. But tell us about the meeting between Kushner and Abbas.
Oy vavoy, was there ever thribbles in this meeting? And I'm sure that I don't think either of them are going to be on each other's greeting card list. But a very, very, very tense meeting between PA President Mahmoud Abbas and Jared Kushner, who is the special or senior advisor to President Donald Trump. This was in Ramallah last week. And we said yesterday that it's very interesting that we are only being made aware of the contents of these meetings much later, where normally the tradition is to hold a joint press conference afterwards. And he said, Abbas, he said that he will continue to pay the salaries of terrorists until his dying day, even if it costs him the presidency.
Amazing. Amazing. I just want to read you an SMS that's just come through from someone by the name of Huck. I think it's the absolutely beautiful, beautiful SMS. It says, Billy Joel is great. Being a Jew is great, as is being a Muslim or other. We all must stand against a common wrong to fellow beings. And that's from Huck. Absolutely beautiful.
Amen to that, Huck.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely amazing. And really that is, I think that's just the bottom line, is that whatever you want to be, it's absolutely superb and wonderful, and you really should celebrate it. And even if you don't want to be an anything, celebrate that too. But just let everybody do what they need to do without prejudice. Rolene Marks, unfortunately, there we do have to leave it. We somehow this time just seems to run away with us.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Indeed, it does. That's Rolene Marks with the Israel Report.